Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
I know no one else is fans of this music, but I really am.
It makes it sound like you're in a big action epic film.
It's like the beginning of 24 or something. I quite like it.
It's like something you just produce to talk about movies.
Yeah.
Big sounds and like...
It sounds like the kind of music that would be used at an Olympic opening ceremony.
I really like it because it says... Wow, this show's going to be exciting. And then it kind of really goes downhill after that, normally.
I imagine you banging a drum and doing a war dance topless to this.
Oh, I don't.
Well, no, I don't imagine that. I just didn't...
No, it's a bit...
Coming up today on Radio 1.
I'm saying I love it.
Okay. So what is coming up today?
I don't know, whatever we think of.
Don't you need something dramatic and exciting?
JLS, they're coming up.
There's a start.
Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
And
Scott Mills the Musical.
The Saturdays. Scott Mills the Musical news coming up. We've had a couple more applications, video auditions. And I'll tell you what I did earlier today, which is good fun. And the Posh Radio... Keep listening. And the Posh Radio 4 lady reads out your emails and texts. Dear Scott, coming later.
One. BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Wow.
Podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's that?
It's Des from Rochester.
Des?
Not that old.
What are you saying? There'd be some quite young Deses listening who'd be really offended by what you just said.
There could be some young Deses. I'm not sure if there are around in the Rochester. There probably are in the Rochester area.
Right, good. Anyway, you're Daz.
I am.
How can I help?
Question for Chappers.
Uh-huh.
Need to plan my afternoon tomorrow.
Right.
And men's semis day tomorrow. When will we be expecting the men? The annual joke.
Yeah, the annual joke will be at around, I would imagine, 4:33 tomorrow afternoon.
4:33.
Well,
okay,
I mean, aim for 4:30.
Right.
But I would imagine, 2 or 3 minutes after 4:30.
Tell me what your plans are for tomorrow, Daz.
Well, I'll just be indoors all day now waiting for it. Probably just pacing up and down, a bit worried, in case I miss it.
It's a sensible question, because somebody pointed out yesterday on the text that last year it was in the morning, because you were on breakfast.
Yeah, we were doing Moyles' show last year.
How do people remember this?
Well, often happens. Men's semis in the morning.
Yes. Anyway, so the annual men's semis Wimbledon joke will be on tomorrow in the 4:30 sport after the news, all right?
Cool.
I hope that's helped organise your life. I love you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Last night, after 6 this was, don't know whether you were there or not, we were talking about cats and how they're evil. Now, cat owners refuse to believe that. You're onto your dad's cats, aren't you, Becky?
Yeah, I know their game.
Right. Have you told them?
Yeah. I tell them all the time when I go home.
What happens?
Just sit there and look at... Because they are winding my dad up and he just treats them so nicely and I just think they're just using him.
So when I get them
on their own, I just sit there and just tell them that I know that I'm onto them.
Does he need to put them on the naughty step?
No, they're not naughty, but, every time they want food or something, he'll just run to them and they've got him properly round their little finger.
Yeah.
Paw. They haven't got a finger. Claw.
Claw.
If you have a cat, try that. Look at it next time you see it. Look at it really seriously. Go right up to its face.
I'm still a little bit scared of them, kind of.
No, right up to the face, so you're almost touching noses, and just go, I'm onto you. And look at the look on their face. They'll be... once they know that you know, yeah.
Are you going to take responsibility if they scratch people's faces?
No.
Right.
Just try it. I'm onto you. And all the cat owners were on last night saying, oh, no, my cat loves me. No, it doesn't. You've fallen for it. It doesn't even like you. I think this could be, I don't know. They don't like you. I know we're going to get loads of people on now going, oh, no, it's not true. Seriously, you've just got to face up to it. What are you saying, Simon?
Well, Scott, I was chatting with a friend, and he reckons if you look at a cat directly in its eyes while it's having a poo, then that's it. It gets stage fright. Can't do it. And it bails out. That's it. Totally gone.
Well, they can't carry on.
Yeah, to lose a moment sort of thing.
Wow.
Yeah. I just wanted to know if it's true.
How are we going to know? Scott, well, is it true?
I don't know. This could be a way to get our own back on evil cats, though. Next time they're going for one, just look them in the eye. Ah, you can't carry on now, can you? Ah.
Surely that's the case for anything, though, isn't it? Really?
Well, yeah.
I mean, if somebody looked me in the arse whilst I was having a poo, I don't think I'd be able to.
Because you're not doing it anymore.
No, I'd feel under pressure to perform.
Who told you this, Simon?
Oh, it was just a friend. I'll leave him anonymous.
No, a friend.
Oh, a friend.
No, seriously.
Okay. And he said that cats can't...
Yeah, they can't poo. If you, whilst they're having a poo, or they're just getting in the mid-drift, you know, sort of thing. If you look at them straight in the eyes, that's it.
And that's it, it's all over.
It's a game over, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try that later with the cat. If I can find
where are you going to get a cat from?
I don't know.
And where are you going to get a cat from that at that precise moment needs to go to the loo?
Oh, far work it out.
You could be there all night,
I
staring
love you,
at
Simon.
This cat, waiting for it to poo.
Simon?
Yeah?
Love you.
Love you, Scott. See
ya. Bye. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. So, loads of people have been on about this. Including Steve, who said he couldn't get much sleep last night thinking about what the answer might be to Ross the Rooster's question. Ross texted in with a question, and I just gave the answer, which was, yes, I am. Would you like to know what the question was?
I would love to know what the question was.
The question was, which I couldn't say yesterday, but the answer was, yes, I am. Question was... Are you coming to Crestwood College with David Hasselhoff? That was it. But I couldn't say that yesterday because people would find out and it would cause mayhem.
You'd be mobbed.
Well, I wouldn't. That's what I did today. I went to my old school with the Hoff. It was so cool.
Is this a school that doesn't have a shrine to you?
Oh, right. So, Mrs. Talbot, I know that... She is probably listening now.
Is she the PE teacher?
No, she's the English teacher.
Right, okay.
You've met Mrs. Talbot, haven't you?
Yes.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah.
When we did a show from Southampton.
Yeah, but I also thought I met the PE teacher.
You did, Mrs. Church.
Right.
I met her earlier as well.
Okay.
Anyway, she was in the library. Mrs. Talbot is lovely. Hello to all the people in our English class who we crashed the class earlier. It was quite cool. But she, it's weird. She does have a table with pictures of me on. And, poetry that I did when I was at school.
Right.
In frames. And it's like I've died.
Is the duck poem there?
The duck poem isn't there.
Shame.
But there is one about a My Little Pony, which I don't remember writing at all.
Really? Did you have a My Little Pony?
I don't remember having that, but she seems to think yes. Anyway, so hi, Mrs. Talbot. I find the table... A little bit strange.
Right,
because it is almost like... And I thought she just kind of made up the table because I was coming round. But then I asked some of the kids and they were like, no, the table's there all year round.
Oh, that's really nice.
It is nice.
Yeah.
It's nice, but it is like I've died. This is a bit strange. Anyway, hello to Crestwood College. It was great earlier. And I also took him round to see my mum.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did she lay on a buffet?
Well, the thing is... She didn't have much notice, so all she could do was make him cheese on toast, which he'd never had before.
Did he enjoy it?
Well, he was like, so what do you do? Melt the cheese and then you toast the bread? So yeah, cheese on toast. Cheese on toast. It's not hard.
You didn't warn your mum that you were turning up with the Hoff and the camera crew?
She only had about
an hour's
notice. My granddad was there. They had a lovely chat in the garden.
Oh, right. Is that what? The granddad you forgot was alive?
No.
Must have been a surprise for you to see him.
I didn't forget he
you
was
did.
Alive.
You did.
I did not.
You did. About 6 weeks ago, you forgot your
no,
granddad
I didn't.
Was alive.
Granddad's probably listening now. Hi, granddad. I didn't do that. Stop it getting him into trouble. Anyway, it was great. And he signed a photo for my mum, so she can put that on her fridge. It was a weird day. Very, very strange. Right, we've got Dear Scott coming up, where the posh lady from Radio 4 will answer your questions. We're doing this... I'm not just doing it randomly, by the way. We're doing it for a TV show. I'm not... I didn't just feel like taking him round to my mum's house. They wanted to for the show.
Right. That's why. Okay. Radio 1
Podcast. Now it's time for Dear Scott. The posh Radio 4 lady is back on. You know you love her. And she's reading out the emails and texts that you've been sending this week.
Today, Tuesday the 30th, Scott Mills came into where I worked with the Hoff.
That makes it sound like she works with the Hoff.
Mm.
I don't think that's true.
I would just like to add that they may quite possibly have cleared the country of brie, as they ordered copious amounts of the stuff.
Oh, right, I know what this is now.
How much brie did you have?
Well, it wasn't me so much, it was... We were in a really nice pub in Devon, in Croyde.
Right.
And David was like, what's deep fried brie? And I explained that it was cheese and that he had to
Does
have
Does he have
some
a real problem with cheese being hot in any way, shape or form? Can he doesn't not get his head around that?
He doesn't get cheese on toast, doesn't really get deep fried brie.
Right.
But I thought it was deep fried camembert, isn't it? That you had?
Well, this was deep fried brie.
I like the way, in the original letter, it did say county, but the posh Radio 4 lady read it out as country, which I think is probably more accurate.
Yeah. So he ordered some brie, and then he really liked it, so he ordered another one, and another one, and another one, and another one. And then he was like, hey guys, has anyone ever tried deep fried brie? To pretty much the whole of the pub, and then and bought some for all of them. I don't know why. And that's
generous
why.
Generous of him?
He is a very generous man. And that's why they probably have run out of brie now.
Good sports. Are they going to be back tomorrow? We need to know in order to prepare more brie. Legends. Douay. The Thatch. Croyde.
Yeah, they're nice there. Don't worry, we're not heading to Devon anytime soon, so just replenish your stocks of brie for next time. Next!
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one who doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady. I was catching up on some podcasts that I hadn't heard, and I listened to the one where you mentioned a man sharing an ice cream with his dog. Well, the other day, I was eating a raisin bun thing, and my dog suddenly thought he'd have a bite. As I was enjoying the bun so much, I just kept eating it. It didn't taste different at all. Also, please, please, can you play the I'm Coming to Get You, Barbara clip that was played at the beginning of last year? Me and my mate Jess loved it. And hi to all my friends in New Zealand who download the podcast. Love you, Jojo, 14, from Wellington, New Zealand, XX.
I've always wanted to go to New Zealand.
Have you?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be beautiful.
I can't believe she ate the currant bun that her dog had eaten.
No, like, maybe that's passable behaviour in New Zealand, but it's not right.
I've been to New Zealand and I didn't have to share any food with any animals.
Right, so they don't make you do it?
No, I don't think it's a, you don't go to a restaurant and there's like a monkey sat next to you and you have to share your cheese board with them, no.
Right, but I do reiterate, licking an ice cream and then letting your dog lick it and then you licking it again is all wrong. I know it's hot weather, I know that your dog's probably hot as you are, but don't do it. It's really gross. And don't share raisin buns with them either, even in New Zealand.
I can't share ice creams with other people, let alone dogs.
No, it's not right.
The one that doesn't speak had the reject of my ice cream yesterday, and I was
left the cone.
Yeah.
And he just delved in there. Yeah. You don't like the cone bit, do you, really?
No.
Oh, and also, just for you, Jojo.
They're coming to get you, Papa.
That was ages ago. Scary children.
They're coming to get you, Papa.
That still freaks me out. Yeah. Next.
Dear Chappers, enclosed are some VIP passes for 42nd Street and the venue nightclubs. We hope that you didn't have too much of a bad experience, despite being chased the last time you were here. It wasn't me, honestly. Hope to see you soon. Celine.
What's this about?
That was ages ago, wasn't it? When I can't even remember what we were talking about. But I once got chased out of 42nd Street, which is a club in Manchester, by a girl with an unfeasibly large chin.
Right. I don't remember this.
Anyhow, I know, obviously, but yeah.
Why did she chase you out?
Do you know what? I can't remember. The details are quite sketchy, as most details in 42nd Street were quite sketchy.
Did you say, oi, you've got an unfeasibly large chin?
No, I didn't, no.
And that's why she chased you?
No, I didn't, because I wouldn't be that rude. Anyhow, well, that's very kind of them.
So you can go back anytime you want.
Excellent.
You've got the keys to 42nd
Street.
I've got
the keys to 42nd Street.
That's
not quite what they're saying, but brill.
Anytime.
As long as she ain't there.
Is it the kind of place that you would like to go to again?
Well, I don't know. It's been a while since I've been there.
What?
But yeah.
Yeah. All right. Should we have it like a group outing?
A group outing to 42nd Street? Yeah, why not?
All right. Next time we're in Manchester. Next.
Dear Scott, my daughter and I are safety marshals at Donington and found this camera close to the download site. Should we print the pictures? Will they come out? Are they funny? Can you find the loser? Of the camera, I mean. Do you care? We're sure you'll make the right decision. Yours, Gavin.
Gavin, we haven't done this for ages. Do you remember we went through a stage of, you know, like people find fun cameras, those like disposable cameras, because you know people sometimes are a little careless and they just leave in places. And we got people to send them in to us, and we developed the photos just to see what was on them. Generally, it's fairly disappointing, but every now and again,
there was the odd bit of nudity, wasn't there?
There was, yeah. So, yes, you should get them developed, and yes, you should tell me what is on the pictures.
There are great pictures that aren't just of naked people, Chappers.
I wasn't saying they were the great pictures. I was just saying that on most of the films, there was the odd bit of nudity. That was all.
Also, I find it quite old school to get pictures developed now, so I'd quite like to go again and do it.
I'm not once sure I want to see nudity at download, though.
Oh. Anyway, yes, you should get them done. Let us know what happens.
No, we've got it. He sent it in with his letter.
Oh, we've got it already?
Yes, I've got it upstairs on my desk.
There you
amazing.
Go.
Right.
Off you go, Becky.
Yep, let's do it.
I thought Chappers did the developing.
No.
I'd quite like you to go today.
Okay.
Mate, if not today,
got
tomorrow.
To keep it fresh. Yeah. Change things
I'll
about
get
a bit.
Them done by tomorrow. Is that all right?
Amazing. Yes, thank you. Next.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becky, the one who spoke once, and the posh Radio 4 lady. For the past week or so, Scott's cheeky little face has replaced the Google logo on my laptop.
Eh? Are you looking at this now?
Oh, yeah.
What, so, what happens?
Well, you know when you type in I don't know what the technical term is for this, but you know when you type in a web address and a little kind of...
The URL?
Yeah. Well, I know the technical term for that, but you know how a little picture appears...
Check it out.
You know how a little picture appears at the top left-hand corner?
Depending on the tab.
On the tab, depending on what site you're on. Well, on this person, when they've gone to Google, instead of like a G thing in the top left-hand corner by the URL on the tab, there's a picture of you.
Well, how's that happened?
I don't know.
At first, I was quite scared, disturbed and upset. Mm. Now, however, I think of it as a pet. A strange, leering pet.
How has this happened?
It does shift...
The most rubbish pet ever.
Yeah. It also shifts the URL way across the screen because it's one of those pictures where you've got massive ears.
It's the pob one.
Oh, I'm not the pob photo again.
Oh. Good grief.
What?
If you don't know pob, Google pob and it looks like Scott.
In that photo.
Yeah, only in that photo.
I have some fairly hefty ears myself, so I'm not one to talk. But every time I log on the old laptop... I look forward to seeing Scott's tiny little monkey face. I do have to wonder, though, am I the only person in the world to be blessed with this gift? Or is Scott the new face of Google? See attached image. Love you, Ellie, off of Edinburgh, originally New Zealand, smiley, XXX.
Right, if anyone else has had my face with massive ears appear on their Google, let me know.
That'd be Google. Google could use your ears in one of their designs. That'd be brilliant.
No, it wouldn't.
You haven't got that big ears,
though,
don't you?
Thank you, Becky.
Think.
Well, you can't see them now. They're covered up with headphones.
Oh, yeah.
He does have bigger headphones than the rest of us. Oh! Doesn't he? Have bigger headphones than the rest of us.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Very exciting. We're doing a musical at the Edinburgh Fringe in August, second week of. And you have till tomorrow at 7 p.m. to get your video audition in to play me. That's right, I'm not being me, I'll be in it somewhere, but we need someone to play the part of Scott Mills in Scott Mills the Musical. You could be a musical star. Just think where this could lead, Chappers. One minute, the Edinburgh Fringe. Next.
Hollyoaks.
I was thinking more Panto at the Anvil in Basingstoke. But maybe you'll get some personal appearances. Maybe you'll open your local Asda. I can't guarantee any of this, by the way, so don't...
don't apply on the basis of opening Asdas.
But I pretty much guarantee...
3 nights in Edinburgh.
I know, I do guarantee that. And I can't promise, but I would imagine you will probably get in your local newspaper. Oh. How cool would that be? Have you ever been in the local paper?
Can you guarantee... Yes, I think
quite
so.
Like it, because normally when people are in the local paper, it's for quite rubbish things, isn't it? I was in the North Devon Gazette last week.
Why?
Because I went to Devon with, what's his face? The Hoff.
Well, with Brie dripping off your chin.
Yeah, it was a good look.
That isn't your local paper, though.
No. My local paper, where I'm from, is the Southern Evening Echo.
Right, have you ever been in there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, are you an old hand in there?
They went round to interview my nan once, and they, like, could you just put that...
Were you in the background?
No. She phoned them up. Have I not told you this before?
No.
She phoned them up and went, "Hi, my grandson Scott Mills. If you want to come and do an article, that's fine." And before you know it, they were around there. She had her personal stereo on listening. Bless her. Anyway. Yeah, this could lead to big things. You don't have to have done this before either. This is Search for a Scott. We're asking you to send in a video audition where you sing a bit, act a bit, and tell us why you want to play me in the musical.
Was your nana's story Scott's granddad found alive, shocker?
No,
it wasn't. One that doesn't speak, we're just wondering.
No, it wasn't. Here's another person.
Did your nana use the local paper to get in touch with you to let you know that your granddad was still alive?
No, none of that. You have until tomorrow at 7 p.m. to get your video audition in. This is going to be fun. You get to work with us. Hooray. And you get to appear as the lead role in a musical. How good is that? And we're not looking, you know, for professionals. You may have wanted to do this for all your life. Get on the stage, tread the boards, darling. And now you can. I like this bit.
This is the emotional bit. You're pulling at the heartstrings.
Yeah. You don't have to have done this before. Just do it on your phone. It doesn't have to be great quality, this video, but you only have till tomorrow at 7 p.m. to get it in. Here's Luke. He sent in his audition.
Hi, my name's Luke Riley, and I want to play Scott Mills in the musical because I'm obsessed with musicals. I love Scott Mills, and I want to go to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. So combine all three, and you've got me.
You see,
that's
what he's
good
doing
three.
There, he just wants to go to Edinburgh, doesn't he, to the festival, but that's fair enough.
Surely it's better that way around, that he's obsessed with musicals and loves you, rather than loves musicals and is obsessed with you.
Yeah.
And that'd be a bit worrying.
Yeah. Now, this is part of Luke's audition, and it's from a play called Another Country.
You've been meeting every night in Gridley Field Pavilion.
Very intense eyes he's got.
We just hold each other and talk. Or not talk. Till dawn last night.
Goes on like that. does a song as well.
I am more than memory.
Never heard this song in my life.
I am what might be. I am mystery. Come closer.
It's not that bad.
Until you name me. You can't tame me. This is one old game that I can play so well. Cause I'm alive, I'm so alive.
Good, he's good.
If you climb on my back, then we both can fly. I'm alive,
hey?
I'll never die. I'm alive, so alive.
Cool, he does animal impressions as well.
If you climb on my back, then we can fly. I don't want to climb on your back.
Is that part of the story? Does somebody have to climb on your back in the musical and
no
you fly
idea.
Off?
I didn't write it. Why does he do a horse noise at the
I
end?
I don't know. It's good, though. Is there a pantomime horse in it?
No. We're not. I don't think. Are we planning for a pantomime horse?
We are now,
oh,
apparently.
No. See, if you give the one that doesn't speak ideas like that, he'll just put it in.
Horse for one bin.
Cause I'm alive, I'm so alive. If you climb on my back, then we both can fly.
Okay, whatever you say, Luke. So, thanks very much for that audition.
Yeah.
What?
Quite a few of the people who are applying look like Tom out of McFly. Have you noticed this?
Yeah, there is seem to be a bit of a theme. If you would like to send in your 2-minute audition video, please do read the boring terms and conditions on there, because that'll tell you when you need to be available, because you have to do rehearsals and all that. This is a big deal, you know? This is a proper musical. Some people still don't believe we're actually doing this, but we are. Tell us why you want to play me in the musical. Also, sing a bit like Luke did. Do a bit of acting. And soon, you might be on stage in Edinburgh. You only have till tomorrow at 7 p.m. All you've got to do is upload your video. It's dead simple. Follow the instructions at Radio 1 Online. Click on Search for a Scott at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it's time for this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Look at that, 5:31. Wow.
Oh, what's occurring?
Hello to one of our American listeners who listens on their Sirius XM satellite radio, and they don't know what this quiz is called. They think it's, oh, what's the curtain? It's, oh, what's occurring? As in, what's happening? What's going on? It's our guessing game quiz. 3 situations. You tell me what happens next. You love it. It's the last one of the week. Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
remember a while ago we had this movie. It was the scariest movie ever.
Yeah.
And we would show it to people and see how long they could watch it mm-hmm. before they just could not take any more because it was so damn scary. And we used to record their reactions.
Yeah.
Well, earlier on, I got a brand new video.
Right.
Right? And it's really good. So I showed it to 5 people at Radio 1 earlier. I recorded them watching it and their reactions. My question to you, what video do you think they're watching?
What video do I think they're watching? God.
Here it is. Oh. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, it's down.
Ooh.
What is it? I can't...
Oh, my.
Oh, it's bending.
Oh, it's like it's made of rubber.
It looks so painful.
In 2 places. Oh, and again.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. It's bent. And it's...
That's going to smarten then some.
That is literally the worst thing I've ever seen.
Is it bleeding? Oh, dude. Then he stamps on it.
That's so disgusting. Oh, my God. Can I see that again?
Can I see it again one more time? Seriously, can I see this one more time really fast? They did like to see it again. So what are they watching, Becky?
Something with a snake. Is it the one where snake?
Specific?
Is it the one where you think it's a dead snake and then it jumps right at you and bends round?
Oh,
then...
yeah, everyone's seen that one. Okay, so you're saying the scary snake where it just snaps?
Mm.
Chappers?
God, I have no idea. I'm going to turn the text off because people are suggesting things that aren't.
No, it really isn't that.
Is it you and Hoff getting a massage?
No, it's not.
Just trying to help you, Mark.
I know. Is it you releasing the balls on the lottery?
No, I'll tell you what it is.
Ow!
It's the world's worst football tackle.
Right.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I sent... Hang on a minute. I was the one who got that video in the first place.
Oh, right, you sent it to us.
Yeah, I sent it to you.
I'm sorry. Explain what it is, if someone's not seen it.
Well, I'm not 100% sure where this has come from, because I got sent it by my sister's other half, who sent it to me. But it is a tackle that takes place in some game, which, if I'd known you were going to ask me this question, I'd have found out where it happened. But his leg basically snaps in two.
Oh,
it's horrible.
In a tackle. Like, properly snaps
it
in
really,
two.
Really, really looks gross.
And I was nearly sick when I saw it.
Oh, oh.
Ooh.
Oh, it's down.
Ooh.
What is it? I can't...
Oh, my.
Ah!
Oh, it's bending.
There we are. See?
Oh, it is horrible.
Sense. So, no horrible. Points. No points there. It was the world's worst football tackle video, which is gross.
Ow! What's the curtain?
Thanks for all your suggestions on the text as to what it could be.
None of them guessed that?
No. You know Peter Andre?
What's that?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, that's a show that he was tossed around the theatres. That's a proper show, that one. Is that puppetry one, yeah.
Okay, good. You know Peter Andre?
It's not the puppetry we're suggesting for the musical, is it?
I really hope not.
You know Peter Andre?
Yes, sorry.
He's on the Chris Moyle show tomorrow, and he'll be talking about what absolutely everybody wants to know about. What's his new single? What's that like? He's on with Moyles tomorrow morning. Put it on when you wake up at 6:30 onwards. Earlier, we went on to Stupid Street and we asked the question that we all want to know the answer to. Peter or Katie? Who do you think most people sided with?
Peter.
Becky?
Can I say Peter as well, or do I have to say Katie now?
No, you can have whatever you want, my darling. Let's find out.
Ow! What's the curtain?
We are Stupid Street. Peter or Katie?
Peter or Jordan?
Definitely Peter. Always Peter.
Peter or Jordan?
Peter.
Peter.
I don't know who they are.
Well, Peter is a bloke. Do you know what I mean? I think so, I'll go for Peter.
Peter or Jordan?
Oh, gosh. You know what? I promised myself I wasn't going to get entwined in this. gosh. Peter.
Peter or Jordan?
Peter.
Peter.
Yeah. Always Peter.
He's got nice muscles.
Peter or Jordan?
Sorry, who? Peter or Jordan?
Well, Peter or Jordan?
Jordan.
Peter.
Peter looks
he looks much better because, like, she's, like, gallivanting around.
Peter. I'll probably say Jordan. I just think Peter's just not really a big Peter fan, to be honest.
Definitely Peter. We should play that to him tomorrow morning when he comes in and make him feel a lot better.
Oh, it will, yeah. It wasn't Katie because none of them were asked Katie.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Same.
I just think Peter's just not really a big Peter fan, to be honest.
Wouldn't it be amazing if we did go onto Stupid Street and find the biggest Peter Andre fan in the world? That would be great.
What a meeting of minds that would be.
Peter or Jordan or Jordan Peter?
Oh, gosh, you know what? I promised myself I wasn't going to get entwined in this.
Oh, God, you go on Stupid Street, you promise yourself, and now look what happens.
What's occurring?
One more. You know Country File?
Yes.
It's one of my favourites.
Is
of
it?
Of a Sunday. John Craven, love him. If you've not seen Country File, it's about country things and wildlife and stuff. Give it a watch. My question to you, on Sunday, on Country File, how many times did they say the word beaver?
Three times.
Three beavers.
Eight beavers.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the beavers on Country File.
Beavers, beavers, beavers.
Beavers, beavers, beavers,
beavers. Beavers.
Beavers. Beaver.
Beavers. Beaver.
Beavers. Beaver.
Beaver.
Beavers.
Beaver. Beavers. Beaver.
Beaver. Beavers. Beavers.
Beavers. Beavers.
Beaver.
Beavers. Beavers.
Beavers.
Beavers.
Beaver.
Beavers.
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 Wow, that was quite a lot.
Too much.
The answer
was it a beaver special?
No,
was it John Craven Investigates Beavers?
There's always beavers on.
Late last year, a team captured the beavers and filmed the whole process.
They talk about them a lot.
And then, heading towards us, an unexpected bonus. A second beaver.
you can have the point, Becky, because it was a lot, I've decided. Do I give you both a point because you both said Peter?
Yes.
All right, so...
So what's the score, then?
So it is 2-1 to Becky. Becky wins.
Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, we're very expert at finding beavers around here.
There's a lot of them.
And already there's signs of beaver activity along the banks of the loch.
You want to watch this, don't you?
Don't you think it would be an attraction for visitors to see beavers?
It's a must-watch, this show.
If a beaver suddenly popped up here now, would you say wonderful, or would you say that shouldn't be here?
Let us know how you did at 8-1-9.
This is BBC Radio 1.
A lot of people don't want beavers.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now some more Dear Scott, read out by a posh Radio 4 lady.
Dear Scott, I am currently riding an old moped from Sydney to London and wondered if you wanted any traffic reports from the Middle East. I'm currently in Thailand playing ping pong, but will soon be on a plane with my bike Dot to Nepal. From there, we'll drop down through India, then find out what the roads are like as we head west through Pakistan, Iran and Turkey. I reckon they'll be quite dangerous and with many elephants, but we'll make it. Nathan and Dot. P.S. We're doing it for comic relief.
Oh, a good cause.
Very good cause.
I'm not really that interested in traffic jams in Iran, though.
How are they emailing whilst playing ping pong?
Thailand.
It wasn't an email, it's an actual postcard.
Oh,
was it?
An old school postcard, yeah.
So this person's actually written into us?
Yeah.
Also, Thailand and Nepal aren't in the Middle East. Iran is.
Yeah, good geographical
and
knowledge.
And so is Pakistan. Yes.
Yeah.
I looked on his website and apparently he's struggling to get into China at the moment.
Oh, is he?
He's having visa problems.
Oh, love him.
Not sure they'll be able to get traffic reports out of Iran at the moment.
No, actually, that's true. So, not that interested, but it's good to know that you're listening. People listen to our podcast in all over the world. I had someone in Tibet who downloads the podcast today.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Listening to a month's worth on their travels. Next.
Hi, Scott. I really want to ask your opinion about something. It's bothering me somewhat. Today, I was in my bedroom, just tidying up, as you do. I was just about to get changed to go out with some mates when the window cleaner appeared on a ladder at the window. So I decided to get some lunch and get changed later because, well, it would be less embarrassing. I went downstairs to have some lunch and sat down, and there he is again, watching me having lunch. For some reason, I found this kind of awkward, so I went into the utility to iron my clothes, but I see his mate is cleaning that window. I was being chased around the house by window cleaner people. What would you do? Does anyone else have window cleaner is watching you phobia? Love, Kathy, off of Kent, 16.
Thanks, Kathy. I've had that before, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do the window cleaners follow you around?
No, they don't follow me around. I remember in my old flat, I was in bed once, and it was when I was doing early mornings. I was in bed at, like, I don't know, midday, because I used to sleep in the day, and then they were. It's like...
Why did you sleep with your curtains open?
Hmm?
Why did you sleep with your curtains open?
They're only slightly open, but I could see the man peering in.
I've never worked out how it works with window cleaners. Do you have to book an appointment and they come round? Because most people seem to think they just turn up.
They do just turn up, like every 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
If they just turn up and then clean your windows, do you have to pay them or...?
Yeah.
What if you didn't want them doing?
Well, then you tell the window cleaner to turn up at your house?
A couple of weeks ago.
No, I obviously remember it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But I never knew if my mum, like, arranged an appointment or whether they just... Because I could just turn up at your house and do something amazing for you and then ask you to pay me.
Thanks very much for the offer, but you're all right. Thanks. I've got all...
Becky, come back.
I mean, like, if it's...
No, you're fine, Becky. In all honesty, All my household jobs are sorted.
Do you know what I mean? It's a bit presumptuous, isn't it, to just turn
it
up?
Certainly is, Becky. You were being incredibly
presumptuous. You're right there.
But you're all right. Thanks for the offer. Maybe another time.
Anyway, yes, I have had that before. I don't know. The window cleaners haven't come around my place for ages. You're right, love.
Good.
Anyone else been followed around by a window cleaner? Then let me know, please. Next.
Hi, Scott. Can you ask Chappers and Dave why they only have Boddingtons and Sweets on their DJ rider? I'd have a much better selection of stuff on my rider. Cheers, Chris Martin.
Chris Martin. I can imagine Chris Martin probably has got more than Boddingtons and Sweets on his rider.
You'd have thought so, wouldn't you? We also have water, I'll just point out.
That's just for the when you do your student gigs with Comedy Dave.
Don't really have any demands.
No.
What else do you need? A bit of alcohol, some sweets, and some water.
Yeah. Do you not still ask for your trampoline?
No, that's
I get
great.
A towel.
That's gone. Yeah, so, yeah, we ask for towel. A towel as
yeah.
well. Actually,
we're quite low maintenance, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you have on yours?
Wine and towels. And some water. That's it.
There you go.
Yeah, see? What else would you like on it? I mean, we can put it out there now if you want.
Well, not divas.
No.
All famous enough to have huge riders.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely
fine. Is that enough, is it?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, see, Fee off of Chester, that's happened to her. My window cleaner caught me doing naked sit-ups. Very embarrassing.
Why would you do naked sit-ups? I mean, that's your own fault for doing sit-ups naked.
Yeah.
You just don't do that.
No, you don't. Anything else you want to know from us? Just email. Put Dear Scott in the subject, that would help. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
So many people want Becky to do odd jobs around their house.
Yeah.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
You know when you check your bank statements every so often? How often do you do that, Shepherds?
Monthly?
Yeah.
I suppose.
Every now and again. Right, my flatmate sent me an email earlier. He's just checked his bank statement today, okay?
Yeah.
And you know when you go through it and you're just trying to work out what everything is, and you're like, okay, like £15 red hot. Oh, I know what that is. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
You kind of work it out and there's, you know, it might be like a restaurant or a cafe on there. And you just go through just to see... What's what? And just to make
the
sure.
The Red Hot Cafe.
The Red Hot Cafe, that's it, yeah. Have you been there yet?
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it? Anyway, so my flatmate gets... there's a debit on there for £45.
Okay.
Which is listed as staff outsourcing services, which went out of his account on Sunday.
Right.
Now, he's never heard of this. Mentioned it to a few people in the office that a random payment's gone out for £45 from staff outsourcing services. And now people at work... think he's been maybe spending time with some ladies of the night.
Really?
Yes. Because it does look a bit sus. Staff outsourcing services, £45. Especially when you know my flatmate.
Now...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But can you pay for later the night by direct debit?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do they? I don't know.
I don't know. I really don't know.
But I would imagine, you know, it's not a situation where you want to forget your PIN code, is it?
No. Is it a bit like room service 2? You must have heard that on your statement.
What's room service 2?
I don't know. I've heard that some people get that on their statements.
Really?
Yeah.
I've no idea what you're talking
about. Stay in hotels and stuff. You get the normal room service. Anyway, so he's spoken to the bank, and he's tracked down the address, and it's a restaurant that he went to.
Okay.
But he's saying, why would you set up your business name to sound like Ladies of the Night when actually it's a restaurant? That's mean, isn't it? So now everyone at work thinks he's into Ladies of the Night.
But it doesn't sound...
Well, that's what they think at work. Podcast. God, I'm finding out so much stuff from our listeners on the text at the moment. Apparently, if you ask for an extra pillow in a hotel, it means it's code. It means something completely different.
Is it?
And someone could pay you a visit very soon in the room. I never knew that. Extra pillow, please.
Maybe that explains why when I asked for an extra pillow at a hotel in Argentina, I had about 20 minutes of this man looking really confused at me.
Really?
And in the end, I had to draw it for him.
Drew a picture of a pillow.
Which, actually, when you think about it, is quite complicated to draw a pillow, because what is it? It's just a rectangle. And I was pointing at it and going, this one, nothing. Wow. Drew an arrow towards it, nothing.
That's really confused him.
Drew a face on
you
it,
asked for a
nothing.
Pillow and then draw a rectangle. Drew a rectangle. How long were you there, 20 minutes after
that? Yeah. I soon bought a dictionary.
Eventually?
I had to go out and buy a dictionary.
What? Why?
Because
he
pillow.
Yeah, no, because to explain what the word was.
Oh, I see. Just for the word pillow, you went to buy a dictionary.
Yeah. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Just a quick thing, Becky, that a few people are pointing out. You know when you were on holiday in Argentina and you asked for an extra pillow to be delivered to the room, which, as we all know now, is code for something completely different. Did you not just think maybe to point at a pillow that was in your room... rather than going out to buy a dictionary to find out what the Spanish for pillow was.
I was in the reception.
Right, but you could have maybe gone up to your room and pointed at a pillow.
That would have been quicker, yes.
It would have been quicker than buying a dictionary.
Also,
yes,
if it means something else, if Becky had said, come to my room, I need a second pillow, wouldn't that have been a little bit dodgy?
Oh, yeah. BBC Radio 1. Also, someone's been on going, wow, I love these hotel codes. Give us some more. We're staying in a hotel tonight, Gareth and Mike. I don't know them all. I don't know any more hotel codes. I'm not planning on writing a book. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. We're doing a musical in August at the Edinburgh Fringe. I know. We're still looking for someone to play me, and you only have till tomorrow at 7 p.m. to get your audition video in to us. Have a look online. That's the best way to do it. It tells you everything you need to be eligible on there. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Just click on me in that horrible yellow T-shirt and search for Scott. Got another one that's just come in. This is from Stuart. He has done an audition video for us. Check this out.
Hello, I'm Stuart Johnson, and this is my audition tape for the part of Scott in Scott Mills the Musical. Firstly, why should I play the part? I'm from West End. It's an area between Southampton and Eastleigh. As such, this gives me unique insight to the stomping grounds and areas of Scott's youth. I also know a former community support officer, allowing me an expert resource for research into the varied televisual roles of Scott and his portrayal of policemen.
Right.
Finally, I'm currently on a weight loss kick. And so, with adequate training, should be able to attain Scott's famously perfect body. Mm. Right then. Acting. Act 2, Scene 2.
Here we go.
Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, Romeo and Juliet.
Prepare to see it done very, very badly. But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, who is already sick and pale with grief.
Quite good.
That thou, her maid, art more fair than she. Be not her maid, since she is envious. Here we are then, with the chorus bit of Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart. And I need you now tonight. And I need you more than ever. And if you're lonely, hold me tight.
Amazing.
We'll be holding on forever. And we'll only be making it right. Because we'll never be wrong together. We can take it to the end of the line. Your love is like a shadow on me all of the time. I don't know what to do and I'm always in the dark. We're living in a powder keg and giving off sparks. I really need you tonight. Forever's gonna start tonight. Forever's gonna start tonight. Thanks.
No, that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think?
I thought that was, all right.
Got very spiky hair, hasn't he?
Yeah, is that a problem?
That's a lot of wax.
I'm sure we can get it chemically straightened like yours.
It is very serious.
Very serious. Got a very good voice. No, it's a speaking voice, not a singing voice.
Yeah. So thanks for that. That was Stuart Johnson. What do you think? Do you think he filmed that on his phone, or do you think it's a professional job? Using a camera.
It's a bit difficult to tell,
yeah,
actually. Well, so why have you got mixed up with community support officers?
I haven't, not to my knowledge.
You did look worried, though, when you said he knew community support officers in the Southampton area.
Yeah.
He'd done a professional edit on his video, hadn't he? Because he's got, like, little speech bubbles that pop up.
Yeah.
So, good graphics.
If you want to do a video, it doesn't have to be amazing quality. You can just get your mate to record it on your phone if you want and just send it in. Dead easy to do. You've got till tomorrow at 7 p.m. after the floor fillers. That's it. And then we'll start whittling them down.
He's got the most positive reaction on the text.
Has he?
So far from the auditions, yeah.
Okay.
3 people like him.
Wow, okay, that's amazing. So, in your 2-minute audition video, 2 minutes, please, tell us why you want to be me, play me in the musical, tell us a bit about yourself, and just act and sing a bit, really, like Stuart did. Go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You could be a musical star and pretty much certainly appearing in your local newspaper sometime in August.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.